Hello and welcome to Movies with My Dad, the podcast where I, film critic Tina Kakadelis, take my dad Stratus to the movies. This week we saw Borderlands, directed by Eli Roth, starring Kate Blanchett, Ariana Greenblatt, and Kevin Hart. Join us on the car ride home. Okay, I hear you crunching your ice now.
It's recording.
All right.
Just crunching away.
pull out here.
Okay.
Tina, what did we see?
We saw Borderlands.
Oh, you actually remember the name.
Yeah, it's a video game. It's been recommended to me many times. I am a gamer. Yeah.
And so you must have loved this. This was your favorite movie ever, video gamer.
I didn't say I played this video game, but it did make me nervous.
But you're a gamer.
I'm a gamer? Okay, we'll get there.
Okay, there's a lot of sarcasm going here.
Borderlands, Dad, what was the plot? Oh my God, The mosquito is still trapped in here.
It did not have a plot. You know what it really was? I mean, there was a lot of exposition, but all it really was is a Twitch stream playthrough? Did I get the terminology right?
Yeah.
That's all that was.
Just a playthrough?
Yeah.
I believe, though, that they took some from Borderlands 1 and Borderlands 3 and they mushed it together.
Sure,
is my
it's just a playthrough.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing just felt like I'm sitting watching a Twitch stream. Without the fun commentary on the side.
And what was the plot?
Somebody was... Gosh, I don't know. How do you even... You had to find some keys. You had to take the keys to a portal. The portal opens up and
has... A vault. You don't remember the vault? They said vault 8,000 times.
You go to a vault and all the riches of some amazing civilization that
the
no
Iridian.
Longer exists is shown to you. Is that good enough for a plot?
Incredible.
Do you have anything better than that?
I knew all the names. I knew the Iridians. I knew the vault.
Why do you know this video game if you've never played it?
Because I play first-person shooters.
Is this like a video game for a 10-year-old?
I think no. I think it's like...
What's
from
it
what
rated?
I've been told,
is it like a...
I don't know why this wasn't rated R. That was crazy to me.
I thought this was only rated PG, 13 at most.
It was. I said, I don't know why this wasn't rated R.
You mean to amp it up?
Yes.
Or you don't mean that it couldn't cut the... For PG-13.
No, I think it's fine as PG-13. But I think like not having it not be R, it just felt very awkward. Because I think these games are built on the sort of raunchy, not to be genderist, dude humor of teenagers.
Most definitely.
Right.
That's what it felt like.
I mean, the robot's name is Claptrap.
And it could have been R, I suppose, if they went the Deadpool route.
They should have gone, and I don't even like Deadpool. I don't know what
they thought they'd make more money this way, because most likely the audience that plays the game is young, too.
Is teens.
And then plays all the way through to their 20s or something.
Yes.
I mean, is it this... All right, when I have no expectation of what I was about to see.
You're not a gamer.
Well, okay. Hey, Defender was a big game in the 80s, okay? I was huge in Defender.
Is it just the joystick and the button? The one button.
I believe it had only one button.
Okay,
you're right.
Great.
It was only one button.
Real big gamer.
No, I think there was a second button. Yes, there was a second button. There was a shoot button, and then I think there was a teleport button. It's all you needed. You were saving the planet from little creatures that were trying to steal humans off. I don't even know if they're humans. Steal these other things off the planet. You'd shoot them down. It was a great game. I played for hours on a quarter at the...
Storytelling really peaked with that, you know.
That's it. That was the same story. Hey, I played at the Jersey Diner. We would play for a quarter for hours, and I don't know why they didn't throw us out, because we'd sit in the alcove area there and play and bother customers. But anyways, I didn't know anything what I was going to go see in this movie. I think you maybe mentioned it was a video game movie.
Yeah.
But I didn't probably pay attention.
Incredible.
But when it opened up, the first 3 minutes... It was beautiful.
You were happy with space, finally? How space
was
represented?
It was a beautiful picture of space. This idea of a civilization that was amazing, had this stuff and that stuff, and just that fiber kind of connected through intergalactic space, that beautiful presentation.
This is what you took away.
I thought that was just gorgeous. And I'm like, oh, maybe this will be how we find, you know, our pre-ancestors that were from another galaxy that came here. And then it devolved into just a bunch of shooting.
You had so much hope.
I did. I was like, really?
That is crazy.
I was so excited. I like the voiceover because at that point I didn't realize it was Kate Blanchett.
How did you not know that was Kate Blanchett?
Because I'm not really good with that, I guess.
Ugh,
I definitely didn't know Claptrap was Jack Black.
No, I didn't know that either.
Okay, but I guess they really modified his voice.
That feels like hard to.
And then Kevin Hart. I mean,
I will
say Jamie Lee Curtis.
The
actors in here were. Could have been something.
This was my favorite Kevin Hart performance, but mostly because I don't love Kevin Hart's style of comedy. But I thought that this would be the place that you would do Kevin Hart's style of comedy. The kind of over-the-top, Will Ferrell-esque,
he couldn't do it in this movie because they had little Claptrap robot.
They could have all done it.
So, I think we got to get... So, who's going to... No one's listening to this that's probably going to go see it. So I think we need to give a little
Judging by how many people were in our theater opening night, I don't think a lot
of people... This was opening night?
Yes, it opened this week.
Oh.
Yes.
That's a little sad.
And it was shot like over 3 years ago.
Really?
And it's been in reshoots a bunch. I feel like that whole... If you had told me that at no point were any actors in the same place at the same time, I would have believed you. The amount of times it never looked like they were interacting with each other in the same physical space
was
very unsettling. All of the conversations that Kate Blanchett had with the little girl, and the little girl was so annoying. Not the actor's performance.
Oh, I liked her.
I thought she was...
Not the...
Annoying.
Her like, herself.
It's not her fault
not
at
her
all.
Fault,
I think
right.
She was good. I think she did exactly what the script asked of her, but the script did not ask good things of her.
She was supposed to
be like the precocious,
yes,
young, and my name too as well.
Oh, Tina.
And who liked bunnies?
The bunny part was kind of cute that she had these explosive bunnies that she would throw.
I don't know with that.
It seemed like everyone had unlimited. They hit the sequence on the PlayStation keyboard or the joystick.
The PlayStation joystick
to get you unlimited. Bombs and bullets.
Yeah.
Because they never reloaded. They didn't bring any... They didn't even pick them up anywhere. But they could shoot forever.
But, I'll get there in a second.
It really wasn't a movie. It wasn't a movie.
It's a video game.
It's a playthrough with live people acting out.
But...
A video game playthrough.
Which could have been fine if the story that they were telling was compelling.
Well, maybe the story in the video game's not very compelling.
Well, I think it...
It doesn't need to be. Video games don't necessarily have to have deep story.
Okay, BioShock. Here's what I'm worried about. BioShock is my game of choice. I love BioShock. I adore BioShock. I keep trying to get you to play it, and you won't. BioShock is also made by 2K Games, which is who makes Borderlands. And if this is what I have to look forward to when BioShock becomes the movie...
Well, but BioShock had... A story? Does it have a story?
It has an incredible story.
Okay, so then maybe
but
that
we
will...
But we don't know that Borderlands doesn't. We have no idea.
I don't know. Judging by... It had a story, just very simple of a story.
But I think...
There was no complexity here. There's no... Nothing to dig into. Other than that beautiful opening sequence.
I don't even remember the opening sequence.
Oh my gosh, let's go back and watch it again.
No.
In IMAX, it was gorgeous.
No recollection.
Kate's... You don't remember the thin strands that connected this iridium? Is that... What was it?
Iridium?
Iridium? Isn't that the somebody's constellation satellites of GPS or something?
You're asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Anyways, but that opening sequence with all that connections and then it all fades away because the society collapsed.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
You keep coming back to that.
That's all I got.
You want to talk about Kate's hair?
No, because at some point I realized this is a video game and her hair has to look like that because it's drawn on like a one of those Japanese anime kind of hair.
I will say.
Why? No. Who paid the money for these actors to do this? That's a huge amount of money between Blanchett, Hart, and Curtis.
This was before Jamie Lee won the Oscar.
Oh, was it really?
Yes. So it was shot again in 2021. She won the Oscar.
But hasn't Blanchett won?
Blanchett?
Blanchett, sorry.
I don't know.
At least nominated.
She's been nominated, I know, for, I think, Benjamin Button and maybe for Carol.
I mean, where did her agent say, this is what your next thing is?
Here's the thing.
You need to do this because it'll
sometimes
do what
you do
for
it for the cash. Because then, as soon as she finished this, she went and shot Tar, which was incredible. But Tar's not making money, okay. You know?
So this just pays for the lifestyle.
I mean, I think Kristen Stewart talks about it all the time of, like, that Twilight. Like, part of the reason she did Twilight is for the ability to be able to do her independent projects that were, like, much more fulfilling to her.
Okay, I can respect
and I respect
that.
Yeah, I don't mind that. But
then I wonder, why did the producers choose to hire these high-paying actors? Because the people that are watching this movie aren't going to care if it's Cate Blanchett or whoever else. Maybe they'd care about Kevin Hart.
Maybe. I will say, as much as I adore Cate Blanchett, I don't really buy her as this character.
No, she was phoning a lot of that in.
I think she has the chops to be a sort of, like, roguish Indiana Jones sort of character, but with a more intellectual spin on it.
Sure. But she was dressed as a Laura Croft character.
I get
for this one.
And that, I will say,
hey, come on, give me some credit for knowing that reference.
Laura Croft?
Yeah, that's a video game.
One of the most famous video games?
I'm not just asking for a little credit, that's
okay,
all.
Okay, great. I will say, though, incredible that big studio action movie is about a woman, centered on a woman in her 50s, 40s, 50s.
Oh.
That's kind of incredible.
Is that what the video game
is? I have no idea. But Cate Blanchett, you know, in her 40s, like, how that role. Also, I think I would take it if I was Cate Blanchett and I was her age. You're not getting that role. You're not getting that offer every day. She's getting sad lesbian movie on her table. Then
she did play the snarky, gravelly kind of difficult person very, very well.
And she got to launch a flamethrower. Like, I don't blame her at all for doing this.
What do you mean she launched a flamethrower?
She had a flamethrower at one point in time in the movie.
No, she did she?
When they're fighting the people underground?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
It only matters when she had the flame wings, the fire wings.
Does that matter?
That was, I did not see her getting fire wings.
No, I
didn't
see that. Well, yeah. Okay, I saw
fire wings?
Yeah, because they had that thing up in the sky.
What thing up in the sky?
The weird little phoenix thing that she became.
But what do you mean they had it up in the sky?
In Jamie Lee Curtis's map.
Jamie Lee Curtis had a map?
Oh my gosh. What was I going to say about that?
I feel sorry for whoever played the heavy, the psycho guy.
Yeah.
Heavy dude. I mean, you never got to see him, his face.
No.
And what CrossFit gym did they find to get that many guys that are all muscles on top of muscles on top of muscles? They had like 100 of them come running out of corners and things.
Yeah, I think you just
It's kind of impressive.
You just got to like the CrossFit and
okay,
West
but
Hollywood.
You're a casting agent. Where do you say
you
I
call
need
the Equinox in West Hollywood and you say Barry's Boot Camp and you say, hey, send me all the gays you have. No problem with that.
You notice there was only like they were almost all men everywhere in the background.
Yeah.
I think I saw maybe one or two women. And who was the Roxy lady?
Gina Gershon.
Who is she?
She's in Bound, which I don't feel like you've seen.
No. Is she good?
What do you mean, is she good?
Is she good at, I mean, does she do other things that are really good? She didn't have a lot of role in this, so I can't judge her by this performance.
Bound is great. If she's in, I'm pretty sure she's in Bound, if I'm not mixing up my people. And Bound is phenomenal.
Okay, so she's not somebody you know a lot about.
No, I don't know a ton. Why?
I seem to like her.
Okay.
I seem like there's an interesting actor there that I want to see more of, but, you know.
Bound.
Definitely not this role.
Oh, my. Bound is great. Bound is the Wachowski sisters before Matrix, I think. It's this really sick lesbian heist movie that's awesome.
Oh, that sounds like a party.
It's so good. Okay, so what'd you think about the cars in this movie? We love cars. Oh, a father-daughter movie, too.
How is it a father-daughter movie?
Because he created that daughter.
No, don't make that the father-daughter thing. He...
The bad guy created the daughter
so
in a lab.
The evil guy.
Atlas.
The Atlas company. And he's Elon Musk or something.
Musk?
Musk. So who is he? Because he was not a... I didn't buy him being this great and powerful Oz character.
And I also didn't... But like, when they started shooting off the fireworks at the end, like, the evil being defeated, I was like, what impact did this really have on you? Like, it wasn't as though he was some
corporate overlord. So everyone on this planet... Everyone on this planet has been searching for the vault.
For their own personal gain.
For their own personal gain. And it's turned into a horrible world where they're all killing each other trying to get to the riches upon riches.
Okay, but
you're exactly
nobody
right. You're exactly right. So then they go and find the vault and vanquish the evil guy, and then everybody's having like the end of Star Wars party where they're all dancing and exciting and fireworks, which it really just sort of feel like that scene.
It did, yeah.
But it makes no sense because they're all like, they'd all be disappointed.
Right, because they didn't get
I didn't get
the
any
vault.
Of the any of the riches that came out of the vault, and I'm stuck in this really crappy planet. Now what?
Right.
Some fireworks. But the fireworks.
I was going to ask your opinion on fireworks as a
fireworks. I love fireworks, and I think that was the most innovative concept of what future fireworks might have grow into. Because they not only shoot up and radiate out, then they do some other tumbles and twists, and they make fun shape. I like that. I'm like, this is really cool. Did you not like that fireworks?
I liked them.
So I enjoyed the intro sequence with the wispy things and the fireworks at the end.
A lot of wispy things.
In between, not much.
I didn't care for the
I don't
wispy.
Even know if you're a huge fan of the game.
No,
you would
so
like
that
this.
Is the general consensus on the internet right now, that even the people who are like the diehard fans are not pleased with it because they picked from the two different games and they didn't really blend it together. And also, it was so obvious where the story was going to go.
Oh, yeah.
As soon
that
as...
That she was the chosen one?
Cate Blanchett was the chosen one instead of the little girl that you think. I knew immediately. I don't even feel like pride in guessing that. Like, it was so laid out for you.
No, it was telegraphed.
And then the movie, in case you didn't catch the million clues, then gives you a little montage when it's all revealed of the clues again. And I was just like, have a little faith in your audience.
No, that was part of the re-edit, because they probably showed it to people and they're like, I don't understand.
I would like to have a little more faith in society than that and believe that that people got it. And I don't know...
When did I make you this optimistic about the world?
Listen. If you don't have hope, what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah, I got nothing else in this. All right, so how many, since we're home now, how many exploding bunnies do you give this thing?
How many are you giving it?
Oh, what? I have to go first?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a half, mostly just because of that opening sequence that I had
what
the
about
hopes.
One for the fireworks?
No, that includes the fireworks. I'm still giving it a half.
Okay.
I think some of those horrible movies you've taken me to, I'd rather go see those again.
What horrible movie have I taken you to?
Oh, all those horrible movies
what
you made me to.
What horrible movie?
I can't even, that one with the motorcycles. I'd watch
Why
that one again.
The motorcycles?
Yeah, with the Elvis kid.
Oh, the bike riders.
Yeah, motorcycles.
Yeah, you're right. That was just like 2 months ago, so right. I didn't think you'd remember it.
It was a hard remembering.
Oh, my. I think I'll give it a one.
Wow.
Or a half. I don't know. You could persuade me either way.
Wait, a one and a half or just
No, no, no. A half or okay. A one. Mostly just for Cate. I love her work.
Maybe someday she'll buy you a coffee.
You know, she likes the Row House Cinema here.
Here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, she shot a couple movies here and would go to the Row House.
Well, that's... nice.
Thanks, Cate. Support your local art house theater.
Okay.
All right.
We're off to some Borderlands.
What?
They're not going to make Borderlands 2, I hope, right?
I don't think that they're going to get
I mean,
the
they killed pretty
that.
Much everyone that was evil in this one, so it'd have to be a whole other thing.
Okay,
right,
there are at least
done.
Three games.
Didn't
so
we already end
more
this?
Villains.
We already ended this a
okay,
while ago.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
That's it for this week's episode of Movies with My Dad. You can find all of our episodes online at movieswithmydad.com. You can also send us an email at movieswithmydadpod@gmail.com. My dad is desperate to hear from you. You can find me, Tina, on Twitter at Captain Ameripug or letterboxed at Tina_DOCX. You can find my dad at our local Home Depot. Tune in next week when we head back to the movies.